Previously on Ugly Betty.
Have you been here before?
I don't think so.
Parker!
In the next few days, something big is going to happen at Mode, and when it does, Wilhelmina is going to be in charge. And when she is, these are the people who are staying, and these are the people who get the Jimmy Choo.
You are looking at the soon-to-be-crowned editor-in-chief of Mode.
Do you think Dad is capable of murder?
I think your father is capable of anything.
2 years ago, the Mead family lost their eldest son. While he may have lost a son, he gained a daughter.
Hi, Daddy. I'm back.
Oops.
You're under arrest for the murder of Faye Summers.
Is it fun having a sister?
Scandal and sex change and murder. Oh, my. And a move that sent permanent waves to the fashion community, Alex Mead, the eldest son of the mega-powerful Mead clan, reappeared Friday at Mode's Top 10 to Watch fashion show. As a she.
I can't believe all of this is happening to people that I know.
I heard a rumor that they keep it in a jar.
Oh.
Widely assumed to have met his maker in a skiing accident, no one was more surprised to see his son looking stunning in a fabulous organza and leather gown than Papa Bradford.
Okay, time for you to get ready for school.
Fine.
Let me get this straight. Your boss's brother wears women's clothes?
No, that's a transvestite. Alexis is a transsexual.
What's the difference?
Transsexuals have surgery to reassign themselves to the opposite sex.
Ouch.
The reunion didn't last long, however, as the senior Mead was promptly carted off to the big house for the alleged murder of former Mode editor Bay Summers.
Wow, those hands are too small to belong to a man.
Yeah, and you gotta find out where she gets her nails done.
Yeah, top of my list. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing. I am assuming you go to work when the president of the company has been arrested for murder, right?
I brought you a donut.
Walter, it's not really a good time.
Okay. Well, I also have some other news that I think you're...
I don't know if I have a job. I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Maybe I'll meet you for lunch.
She's, got a lot going on.
Sources suspect it was none other than Alexis Mead who provided the evidence to put her father away. Meanwhile, no one knows which side Brother Daniel is going to fall on, which brings us to the all-important question. What's going to happen at Mode? And if anyone's guessing...
I know what boys like. I know what guys want.
What made you decide to come back as a woman?
Are you enjoying wearing dresses?
What kind of dress did you go with?
How did it feel to be back at me?
Fan-freaking-tastic.
How's it going in there?
Terrific. Just like the club, except the caddies all carry shivs. How's your mother doing?
I wouldn't know. She spent the entire weekend with Alex.
We have to fight him, Daniel. While I'm in here, it's up to you to keep Mead Publications running. Talk to the lawyers?
They said the prosecution's got some pretty strong evidence. Phone logs, emails, Faye's car.
You do believe I'm innocent, don't you?
I want to.
Hi. I'm Betty.
Suarez, my brother's assistant. I know who you are. Okay, let's just cut to it. They soften the jaw, slim the nose, lower the hairline, shave the Adam's apple, and then there are the implants. Cheeks, breasts, ass. I'll spare you the more graphic details, but just to put a rumor to rest, they don't save it in a jar.
Huh. That's good to know.
And no, I haven't given up smoking. It's a hormone patch. So a mustache doesn't grow back.
Really? Where'd you get that?
because I have to bleach all the time and it is such a pain.
Mode Magazine stands behind the Mead family.
And we are certain all these matters will be resolved.
In a timely and appropriate manner.
Do you have any job openings?
Daniel, the Times called wanting a quote, Dr. Phil called offering his services, and E! Called wanting to do a reality show about your family.
Tell them all no. Call staff meeting for 11 a.m. We are way behind on the swimsuit issue, and I need people to focus on business. Anything else?
Your sister's in the building if you want to talk to her.
I don't have a sister.
Daniel.
Betty, we have an issue to get out, and I need coffee. Lots of it.
Henry. Hi, what are you doing here?
Hiding. The paparazzi are stalking accountants. You know it's bad.
Yeah, I know. They were following me, too, and one of them thought that my glasses and nose were a disguise.
I like your glasses and your nose. Listen, I was wondering, do you have any interest in seeing Wicked tomorrow night? I have two tickets.
Oh, my God. How did you know that I wanted to see that?
Well, you were humming Popular in the elevator on Tuesday.
You noticed.
After that, you said, I'm dying to see Wicked.
You know, green girl, feels like an outsider. Go fit here. I would love to.
It's a date.
Oh, wait, I can't. You know that Walter...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It's just, we hadn't mentioned him in a while.
I know. It's just, it's really complicated.
Sure.
But maybe we can still go. You know, just as friends.
I guess we can do that.
Great. That's perfect. I'll see you tomorrow.
Great. Great. Another friend.
I think word is out among the staff about the takeover. Another suck-up bouquet.
Well, if you wanted to suck up, Leslie, you should have known. I hate peonies.
So, I just got an email from Daniel about a meeting at 11. Why did he still get to do that? I thought we were in power now.
Relax, Evita. In due time.
Daniel, everyone's waiting for you in the conference room. It's 11.
Oh, right. Thanks. I realize the fax machines have been working overtime with all the resumes being sent out.
I thought Filipino was in charge now. I sent her peony.
Yeah, I know. And I switched her card with Leslie's. You're welcome.
Mode will continue as it always has. I just ask for your patience and trust in the coming weeks. As we get everything sorted out.
Aww. Little Danny's running a meeting. That is just so cute. Does anyone have a camera?
Well, seeing as this is a meeting for Mode employees only, I don't think my dead brother falls into that category.
And that's where you're wrong. In the event of the death or incapacitation of Bradford Mead, control of Mead Publications transfers immediately to his eldest son, Alexander Spencer Mead. It's a shame Dad never got around to updating the charter. I guess he didn't have anyone he could trust.
You can't be serious.
I am. And to show you how serious, I'd like to present the new editor-in-chief of Mode, Wilhelmina Slater.
Me? Well, I'm as shocked as all of you. And I'm flattered, but
he doesn't work here anymore. Danny, you're fired.
What did the lawyer say? Do I need to start packing?
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The charter gives control to Alex Mead. Technically, Alex is dead. We can challenge the entire document.
That's all we got?
Yeah, and the eldest son is now the eldest daughter. That's also questionable.
I'm going to start packing.
No. Wait. Betty, we're buying time. And with time, my father will get out and Alex will be gone from my life again.
Look, Daniel, if Alexis does end up in power, maybe it'd be better to be on her side.
He fired me.
I fired my sister. We still talk. It's what families do. They forgive each other.
Well, then, our families are very different.
Look, Daniel, I know the fact that your brother is now your sister is a lot to process. So, I did some research to help you understand. Also, I got you the Renee Richards story. It's old, but it holds up. And Tootsie. It's not relevant, but it's a good movie.
I'm going to make this crystal clear. I have no interest in understanding Alexis Mead.
Styles wants to know what you thought about those Tang teenies.
I think somewhere there's a lesbian water polo team that'll love them.
You. You're fired.
Anna Wintour returns. She wants to have lunch.
Now she calls. I left that message in 1998. Tell her I'm busy.
Is this you?
You look better before the haircut.
And you're fired.
Oh, this is fun. I want to do one. Hey, you. You're fired.
I don't work here.
Not anymore, you don't.
Hold it. That stays.
What's going on?
Daniel got an injunction. The takeover's been halted.
What?
It'll never hold up in court. We'll be back on track within a week.
Well, what am I supposed to do till then?
You wait. You buy your time a little longer.
I am not going back to being Daniel's creative director. Worked too hard to get to the top.
You were there for an hour.
Let's see how this magazine runs without me. Mark, call for my car.
Oh, really, you can't leave. We have a swimsuit issue to finish.
Let Daniel handle it. These gold pumps will not step foot in this building until I rule this magazine.
She's a little dramatic, isn't she?
Don't you love it?
Dad?
So wide in here.
What are you doing here? Is everything okay?
I wanted to talk to you before Walter gets here.
What? Walter's coming?
He came by this morning to tell you he got a promotion. They offered him assistant manager of a new probi.
Oh, my God.
But he's about to turn it down.
Why?
Well, it's in Maryland, and you're here.
No, he should not do something like that for me. We'll figure it out.
Betty, it's not about figuring it out. You can't keep stringing him along if you're not in love with him.
Dad, I don't know what I am right now.
Honey, he wants a future with you. Unless you plan on standing in front of a priest with this guy, you need to let him go.
Okay, Dad, thank you for coming. I had to get back to work.
I was just concerned for you. And I was hoping to get a look at this email.
Dad!
What are you doing here?
Oh, my God. What happened to you?
School called me. I got into a fight.
A fight? Wait, why did they call me?
Is my father okay? They can call him if they want to.
Hey, attitude. Ay, Dios mío, who did this to you?
I'm going to my room.
Who are you?
I'm Betty Schwartz. I'm Daniel Mead's assistant.
Claire Mead, Daniel Mead's mother. I win. Hello, Daniel.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Enjoying this glorious day. The sun is shining. The air is crisp. Even the hobos have a spring in their step.
Are you okay?
Don't I seem okay?
No, you seem happy. You do realize what's happened in this family over the last 3 days, don't you?
Look what I bought your sister.
You didn't just say that.
With her boobs, she'll be a knockout in this dress. Oh, this one comes in green. Now, which do you think is her color?
Are you on pills? Do I need to call a sponsor or something?
Don't be ridiculous.
Dad is in prison. You have not gone to see him yet.
He won't be there for long. He didn't do this, you know. Do you have plans for lunch? I want to take both my children out.
Stop acting like it's Easter, okay? Your family is falling apart. Do you realize that?
My family is coming together. The child I buried and grieved over for the last 2 years is alive. I don't care what he came back as. I have him back.
Cancel my appointments. I have to take my mother to a spa.
Why?
Because I can't let her out of my sight. She's acting like she's on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
It looks fine to me.
No, trust me, Betty. Her crazy works on this time delay. Do you know when Alex died, she spent 3 days planning a dinner party? Then in the middle of the main course, she excuses herself, goes upstairs, swallows a whole bottle of pills?
I can take your mother.
What, really?
Yeah. You have all these phone calls and meetings?
Betty, really, I can't ask her to do that.
Don't leave Sally, Daniel. Come on, Mrs. Mead, we're going to the spa.
Oh, goody. A new babysitter.
Well, take the stairs. It'll get the toxins out.
I like my toxins. With two olives.
Excuse me, was that Blur running for the fire exit, Betty? I wanted to take her to lunch.
It's actually my fault. I sent her on a special errand. It's been a crazy day.
Oh, because I have a coupon for the baked potato bar.
It's for two. Sorry, I had a potato for breakfast.
Ridiculous. One DUI, you OD a couple of times, show up naked at a garden party, and suddenly everyone treats you like a child.
Daniel just wanted to make sure that you can't hurt yourself.
If I wanted to drink this, what could you do to stop me? Not bad.
So do you go to spas often? Oh, hello. I'm guessing yes. This is my first time at the spa. I'm actually really excited to be here. My boyfriend surprised me at work, but it was kind of a lousy surprise because I think I have to break up with him, but I've never broken up with anybody before. I mean, I'm a green girl.
Betty, I'm in the tub. You can stop babbling.
Okay.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Emily. Your cleaning lady for 13 years. It's nice to meet you.
Nice bit of face with the burrito wrapper you left on my counter.
So what are you doing home in the middle of the afternoon? I thought you were the editor-in-chief.
How did you know that?
I snooped. I saw your business cards.
Oh. Taking the afternoon off.
Oh, please. Women like us don't take no afternoons off. Our careers always come first.
Well, maybe women like us need to learn there's more to life than work, Evelyn. Caviar.
He still won't tell me what happened.
Your son showed up to school today twirling a flag. What do you think happened? And look at this, ice skating lessons, jazzercise, Music Man auditions.
I know. It's my fault for letting him be who he is. Bought him unicorn stickers when he was 3. It's been all downhill since then.
Go ahead, make jokes, Hilda. But now he's getting beat up. It's time for us to get practical.
Us? There hasn't been an us with Justin since the backseat of your rented Camaro. You can leave now. I will handle this.
And whether you like it or not, he asked me to pick him up from school today. You got a beer?
I didn't pass out in a Mexican whorehouse again, did I?
No, but could you check my phone for me? It could be Daniel. There's the back part.
It's a guy with no chin and permanent bedhead.
Oh, that's Walter. My boyfriend.
He says he has a big surprise for you, and then there's what looks like a smiley face.
Yeah, he does that. He also likes to make a clown face out of the A in Walter.
Hot. This guy is a pain in the ass. Break up with him already.
It's not that easy. He loves me.
Well, according to his latest message, he loves you. Why are you holding on to him? I'll stand up again.
Okay. Before my mother died, she told me that the most important thing in life is to find someone who loves you. And when you do, hold on to them no matter what. Because in the end, that's all that really matters.
Honey, if your mother were still here, all she'd want to know is that you're happy. And you're not happy right now. I gotta pee.
Thank you all for coming. I'm sure by now you've all heard about the injunction. I can assure you it's nothing more than a stalling tactic.
Within a week, I will be assuming control of Mead Publications.
Actually, that's not true.
My brother Danny, everyone. You probably remember him from his recent humiliation by Sophia Reyes.
When it comes to family humiliations, I'll definitely take mine over yours. Oh, and Alex, this is Daniel.
Okay, well, this has been fun, Danny, but if you have more to say, I suggest you call your own press conference. Now, under my leadership, Mead Publications will become a force in new media as well. I have a 4-point plan for making us a major player in... What are you doing?
I'm calling my own press conference right now. Oh, and any of you who come over to mine gets to see a photo of Alexis with a whole lot of chest hair.
And at our cottage, Alex would drag Daniel out on the lake, push him out of the boat, make him swim back to shore. Did I mention this was January? Oh, he lost a pinky toe.
Daniel only has 9 toes?
No matter what torture Alex concocted, Daniel always looked up to him. His big brother could do no wrong. Could I get a spritz?
Ow! Ow! Okay, I chose all wrong.
So tell me, how bad is it between them?
They're adjusting.
Betty?
It's like Cain and Abel. If Abel was a woman, he used to be a man.
Believe it or not, there was actually a time when we were a real family. Every birthday, the kids would drag us to Coney Island. I always hoped they'd want to do something more civilized, like a nice pheasant hunt. Now I would kill for bumper cars and corn dogs.
It might not be too late to fix this. There's one thing that they have in common. They both really care about you.
Mira, yo no amo a Catalina.
¡No! ¡Siéntate!
Okay, so you see that stripper? She used to be a nun, and she's pregnant with the butcher's baby, but she doesn't know that the butcher is her second cousin.
Story as old as time.
How many boyfriends do I get? 1, 2, 3. William in the Slater's office.
I'm in hell. Where are we in putting the book together? Are we going to make the deadline?
I thought you didn't care.
That was before I had to watch Morgan Mindy in Spanish. I want to know every detail that's going on down there.
But why don't you just come down here?
I can't just stroll back in. I made a dramatic exit. But I can be there without actually being there.
That makes sense.
Now listen. Take the orchid on your desk, turn it slowly clockwise until I tell you to stop.
This isn't going to squirt me with water or anything, is it?
Smile. You might want to cut those nose hairs.
Nothing will be changing at either Mead or our flagship Mode.
There will be extensive changes at both Mead and Mode.
Naturally, people who aren't in power can't make changes, can they?
And people who are just playing editor-in-chief should go back to throwing a football and whoring around.
Are you people really going to listen to someone who wet his bed until he was 15?
Shut up!
Oh, you shut up! No, that's not fair. I can't hit a girl, can I?
Well, then I guess you'll just have to hit yourself. Why hit yourself? Stop it! The both of you, right now. There's nothing to see here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Nails? You two are acting really ridiculous.
Yeah, he started.
Not? Okay, stop it. Stop it! Cut it out! This is serious! Your mother is missing.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Her psychiatrist hasn't heard anything. I gotta go find her.
I'll go.
Since when you care about Mom?
I love Mom. She's the one person I actually miss.
Oh, right, because nothing says I love you like faking your own death,
okay,
right?
Okay, guys, try and work together. When we were at the spa, your mom kept saying that she wanted to go back to happier times, like when you were younger. Is there anywhere special you used to go?
Oh, she used to like taking us to clothing museums.
Those were stores, dumbass. She just called them museums to get us out of school.
Okay, guys, think. Happy times. Like, say, where you used to go for your birthdays.
Coney Island.
Every year.
You think that's where she is?
Maybe. Do you really think?
Yes! God, you're so bad at this. Let's go.
Justin, will you please come down here?
Something tells me he ain't gonna knock somebody up on his prom night.
What are you still doing here?
Oh, nothing. Just watching you let our son be who he wants to be.
Fine, Santos, fine. I give up. I will let him be who you want him to be, okay? And I will take away everything that he loves.
There. That's his life. A dentist appointment.
At least I still have teeth. Look, Hilda, I'm telling you, we're being good parents. We're protecting him.
Stop.
Yeah.
You must be the mother.
Is there a problem?
I'll say. Your kid beat up my Bobby.
So how long have you been spying on me? Oh, my God. You don't have an orchid in the stairwell, do you?
Don't worry, dear. I don't find you nearly as interesting as you find yourself.
Ooh.
Lynn.
Back up.
Turn around.
So, is that a party yet? Are you people celebrating a birthday?
Joelle and Stiles turned 30. We had to do something to help.
Birthdays are the gateway
to secret Santas and casual Fridays.
Take me to Daniel's office. Maybe he's actually doing some work.
Ding dong, the witch is gone. We can finally have cake.
It's for your own good, you dumb truck. Where is Daniel?
I don't know.
This is ridiculous. Take me to Alexis.
Actually, she left about an hour ago.
There's a 3 o'clock layout to nail down the center spread. Who the hell is running this magazine?
I don't know.
There she is.
Mom!
What's the party, Mom?
Stay away from the crazy lady.
Mom!
Get out of the car! Make me!
What's she doing?
I think she wants you to go in there and get her.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. Come on, Mom. If you get out of there, we can all go to a clothing museum.
Seriously? You're such an idiot.
Well, talk to each other.
Wait a minute. You did this on purpose?
You think?
Damn it, Mom, we're adults!
You can't manipulate us anymore. I'm leaving.
Not so fast!
You two aren't going anywhere until you start talking. You too, Missy.
Hey!
I can do this all night long. Go ahead. Start talking.
Yes, we're all very glad you could fill the position.
Get layout in my office right now. We have a 3 o'clock.
What are you doing here?
Well, just because I don't have the title yet doesn't mean I'll let a bad issue go out.
Oh, I get it. Daniel and Alexis are away, so you can make a dramatic entrance and then be the big hero.
Believe it or not, Mark, it's not always about me.
Are you people faxing resumes?
No. Now listen up. It's time we all stop worrying about the future and start focusing on the present. Mode magazine did not become number one by honoring people's personal lives. So I hope you all enjoyed the cake, because it'll be your last meal until the swimsuit issue is up to our standards. Amen.
Bobby says that Justin started it. He pulled his hair and scratched him. Show him the marks, Bobby.
Oh, no, that's okay, Bobby.
There is no way that Justin would do that. Not unless he was provoked.
Maybe not even then.
What did Bobby do to you? Nothing to deserve this. So what if he called you a slut mom? I'm sure he's not the first.
He called me that?
What kind of kid talks like that?
Can you blame him? Look at her. Eyes up, Bobby.
And you know what? I think it's time for you to go. From now on, the boys each other. End of story.
You know, you're a mother. Why don't you try looking like it?
Yeah? You're a woman. Why don't you try looking like that?
Nah.
Mom, are you mad at me?
No, honey.
Hey, why would she be mad at you, huh? You defended your mother. I'm proud of you. But we're not talking about that scratch in the hair pulling, huh?
For 2 years, you put us through hell, Alex. We thought you were dead. Why couldn't you talk to me about what you were going through?
I need a new life. Not all of us were born into the lives we're supposed to have.
Yeah, well, we all got new lives, full of grief and rehab.
I never thought I'd see any of you again. Then Faye died, and I realized I had a chance to get back at Dad.
Get back at Dad for what? Worshipping you too much?
He wasn't worshipping.
Oh, come on, Alex. You were the golden child. Dad did everything with you. Boy Scouts, football games.
Daniel, he figured it out. He hoped tossing a ball around would change things. When I finally told him I was going to do this...
You actually told him?
He said if I went through with the surgery, I'd lose everything. The company, the money, our family. And then just to make sure I got the message loud and clear, he said he'd rather I were dead.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because you're just like Dad. I didn't want to be rejected twice. Isn't nearly as fun as it used to be.
I guess this was a mistake.
Nothing like my father.
It's been a long time. People change. Maybe he just doesn't know who you are anymore.
I would have been there for him.
Of course you would have. He's your bigger brother, kinda. And it's not too late to prove to her that you're gonna be there for him. Her. Can we pick a pronoun and stick to it, please?
Oh, God.
Guess he's still waiting for that lunch.
Yeah.
You know what? We went to Coney Island and we forgot to get hot dogs. I think we should go back.
Betty, trust me. It's a lot harder avoiding people than facing them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm late. I know most of our conversations seem to start like that lately. Or, sorry I can't make it, or, sorry I snapped at you again.
It's okay.
No. Walter, it's not okay. Look, Walter, you've meant so much to me. I don't even know how to tell you how much you've meant to me, but lately... What was that?
Wanted one last kiss before we ended this. I'm not stupid. I've known for a while where this is going. I guess I
I just kept hoping that...
I'm so sorry.
I took the job in Maryland. I'm gonna miss you.
I know you don't believe me. But I'm really gonna miss you too.
Goodbye. It's gonna hurt me, I can't lie. Maybe you'll meet another guy. Understand me, won't you try. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
Henry?
Oh my God. What are you doing here?
Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
Good morning, Aunt Betty. Mom.
Come on, drive you to school.
Looking like that?
What? I'm trying something new. I think it's cute in a...
I have no social life kind of way. It's hideous. It's still not you.
Hey, I am supposed to be a mom.
You are a mom. The mom that always tells me to be who I am and not care what other people think. Don't you have to do that too?
So you really don't care how I dress?
Well, I'm not crazy about the animal prints and you're a little over-accessorized. But you have your own style. It's cool.
Well, God bless you, because this was beginning to itch. All right, but to drive you to school, I'll wear a jacket.
Fine, as long as I can stick it.
Morning, buddy. I need you to take my credit card over to my mom at Four Seasons. Apparently, she went a little overboard on her spree yesterday. Wore out the magnetic strip.
Do you want me to go right now?
Probably be a good idea. She's trying to buy breakfast with her bracelet.
I'll go right now.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi. I have the Wicked tickets.
Oh, my God. Henry, you have no idea how excited I am about this. I've been driving my family crazy singing the songs, except for Justin. He's happy to have somebody to sing the duets with. Whoops. Give me both of them.
Listen, last night a friend from home showed up. My ex-girlfriend. Look, Betty, I went back for Christmas. We saw each other and it kind of started to feel like old times. She came here to try and make it work. And you're with Walter.
That's.
So, you and Walter can go to the show. Have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we will.
Not our finest moment.
Probably won't be in the Mead family Christmas card.
So, where do we stand?
Look, no matter how this turns out, this is still a family company. Maybe it wouldn't kill us to try and work together.
I'm up for it. As long as he stops staring at my boobs.
Actually staring at your Adam's apple. It's nice work.
What show is this?
It's called Wilhelmina Got Screwed.
Oh. You're not room service.
No. But Daniel asked me to bring you this credit card.
Oh. He's a good boy. Wait. He's the one who's still a boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a Bloody Mary?
No, it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
You're right. I should move on to martinis.
So why are you staying in a hotel room?
My house is empty. A house is not supposed to be empty.
Well, that's just temporary, right? I mean, your husband will be out soon?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Mr. Mead is not a murderer.
Oh, no.
Good.
I know. Because I know who killed Faye Summers. And it wasn't Bradford. It was me.